New York's Taxi and Limousine Commission today voted to allow passengers to use mobile apps on their smartphones to hail cabs and pay for rides. NPR's Margot Adler reports similar technology is already being used in several cities.
A company called Halo operates e-hailing apps in Toronto, Boston, London, Chicago, and other cities. The dissension over this issue in New York has come partly from livery cab drivers who want to be included, although many livery companies already have some of this technology. There's also the question of whether using apps will distract drivers and be unsafe. Proponents argue that e-hailing apps will allow both drivers and passengers to have a wider vision of where cabs are in their neighborhood. They also argue that many cabs are unoccupied almost half the time, and this will make finding taxis much easier. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Speaking of finding things, Google Maps is once again available on iPhones. Google today released a map app for iPhones nearly 3 months after Apple put in its own built-in navigation system on its new devices. NPR's Steve Henn tells us the Google Map app is a major step in the right direction.
It does things that the old Google Map app on the iPhone didn't do. It has a turn-by-turn voice direction, so you don't have to stare at your phone while you're trying to drive, which is certainly safer. And it also allows you to search on your computer if you're logged into Google, and that search will just show up automatically on your phone, so you don't have to type with your fingers when you get into your car.
NPR's Steve Henn. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.